am so happy to be with you here, and it is a beautiful day, I feel, no matter what it looks like outside, whether there are clouds or sun peeking through, when there's rain or there's snow. The appearance of weather has no real measure of the kind of day, the beauty that can be found in the day. And this is also true of the greater experience, the greater world and existence in which we live. We can look at politics and we can look at the goings on inside the world, among certain communities in the world, in certain countries. We see conflicts and we see a great deal of strife. But it is not necessary for us to look outside in our world and have that be a measure of the beauty that we encounter in our everyday experience, in our everyday existence. And this is some of what I wanted to share with you today. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and I'm the host of this program. My name is Catherine Davis, and we share a great diversity of information. We often have guests that have different kinds of insights, and from time to time, I come forth, I guess would be the best way to say it, with some information as well, with a capacity to share with you from a very deep level of being. In my everyday life, in my work and play, I do and have been engaged in the process of healing and transformation. My general interests have largely been on the transformative times in which we live. And Mayans refer to it as the fifth sun, the time of the great shift. And you'll find words about this in almost any religious document or doctrine. And you'll hear about this time, which has been scheduled for Earth, for Gaia, and for humanity, and all of the beings that live within and around our planet and galaxy, that this is a time of great shifting. And we as human beings, in many ways, are very blessed because we, for whatever reason, are at the center of this shifting time. And a lot of the shift, a lot of the transformation has been embodied historically through the human race here on this planet. And when we look back for certainly thousands of years, but if history were available to us, we would be able to look back for millennia and see this long journey that humanity has taken upon itself in many ways to come to this planet, Gaia, and work on transforming the energies of our planet, of our civilization, but it goes far beyond into our cosmic home and into and affecting planetary bodies and civilizations all over the cosmos. So we are at that central turning point, and humanity is the mechanism by which this transformation is occurring. So I want you to know how very, very important it is. It's very, very important for all of us to begin to look at the bigger picture of everything that surrounds us, looking at our lives and really take heart what message we can find in our lives, in our experiences, and within our relationships. And also, and this is the biggest piece, is to turn inward and begin to take notice of how expansive we are and how expansive our capacity is. Because we're not going to find the guidance that we need or the motivation that we need in the outside world. The outside world, the world of conflict and the world of chaos, would really just draw us into that vortex. And it's very easy to do that because of the concern we all have. As human beings, as caring human beings, we want the world to be better for everyone. We want to ensure that no one is starving on this planet. We want to protect our planet, and we want to stop the poisoning that goes into the planet, that comes into our bodies through what we consume, through breathing toxic air. We want to be able to stop the controlling mechanisms that interfere with our lives and in many ways drain us of our creativity and our capacity to live full lives. So there's so much there that captivates our attention and causes us to turn away from our true self. So as we enter this, or because we are in the middle of this shifting period, it's so important that we learn to observe. It's appropriate to observe what's going on around us. It is appropriate to care about what's happening to life in our world, to our own lives. It's appropriate to take action and do something, to get involved, to maybe get involved in some kind of preservation for the earth, to become involved in nurturing children, young people, and teens, young adults, to help them along their way. It's appropriate to find holistic businesses and investments that are going to be able to nourish our lives as well as give back. So all of these things are very, very important for us to be active in our world. But there's a line between becoming consciously active. There's a line between opening our heart and offering love and care and really a hand to someone who needs assistance. That's all very good. But there has to be a line where there's a space within us where we can step back a little bit and be the observer and allow there to be a distance between the energy and the emotion of chaos and preserve for ourselves that inner strength so that our own energies are not dissipated by what we see and by what we experience that comes forth as perhaps a negative experience, or viewing someone being harmed, or seeing disturbing scenes of violence, and knowing that people are truly suffering under these chaotic times. So it's good to see what's happening. It's appropriate to have compassion and caring for people who may be suffering. It's absolutely appropriate to get involved in making change, in making decisions on the political level, the community level, and the personal level of your lives to reinforce the changes that you want to see. All that's good. But at the same time, we don't want to be drawn into that. And so it's just a time when we would be best served if we can establish for ourselves a discipline, a habit, a ritual, a commitment to nurturing and to sustaining and supporting ourselves so that we can remain strong and effective in our world, and so that we can continue to engage without being brought down by what we see and experience. And as we begin to make that separation, well, I said separation, but I'm thinking separation might be the word, but to allow for a dissipation of that energy as it approaches our being and as we approach it. So rather than the energy of chaos penetrating into our being and replicating that chaos inside of us, we could rather strengthen that light that we carry within and allow that light to seep out from our being and begin to seep into the chaos that may be surrounding our immediate body and self, and begin to transform that immediate resonance around us so that as we walk in the world, we can have that immediate impact so that as our energy begins to mingle with the energy of the beings, the people around us, there'll be a more positive, uplifting effect. And there will be a recognition and a joining and a sense of safety. And in that sense of safety and recognition, as we encounter other people, beings, could be animals, could be elements of nature, there will be an opening and there will be a deepening of that expression so that we can begin to feel a greater resonance with each other. And so there'll be this energetic hello and a merging and uplifting of one to another. And as we engage in that way, we begin as a community to uplift the surrounding region in which we live. And then as communities begin to interact with each other with this light flowing from inside, outside, those communities begin to resonate with each other. And in many ways, this is how the transformative power of our great divinity gets translated into the world. And I'm explaining this because this is really why I say that humanity is at the core of this transformation. It's not an uplifting that's going to occur from the outside in or from some great divinity in the sky flowing down and changing the world. If the world is to change, if the world is to transform, if our lives are to get better, then we are the ones we've been waiting for. We've heard that many, many times from our indigenous cultures. It is each and every one of us that has the capacity to inform the world of how to live in the best way. And we do that by bringing our own lives, into the flow of all that exists, because we are together one existence. We really are. And it's because of these fields of energy that are individual to each person. We each have our inner fields of energies. In Qigong, it's Dan Tian. In yoga, it's chakras. We have auras and fields around us. We each have huge bodies of energy, Merkaba field. Everyone has one. Whether or not you're awake to it or not, you have a Merkaba. That is your energy body, your living energy body. We interact with each other through these energy bodies. We interact with nature through these energy bodies. And as we empower ourselves by ensuring that we are releasing into the world that which will uplift, then we're doing our part. And we can add on top of that our actual choices and decisions and actions that we take in our life, and that magnifies it. So we're very powerful beings, and we have the power to transform our lives and to transform the world. And I'm going to be sharing with you coming up in a moment an actual reading. I do energy readings, and I am able to open and allow to flow through me awarenesses, consciousness of a higher order, or perhaps a more refined order. And I actually this morning woke with this message coming through, and so I decided to just follow with that inspiration, and I did record the message. And so I'm going to share it with you. This is something that just came through me, but I'm a part of this collective, because we all are, but this is a message from all of us to all of us. So why don't we listen, and then we'll come back and do an activation on how we can secure this information, this energy within each and every one of us. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this recording.
This audience is more aware than most, but for many in the world today, this is a time of great awakening and revealing of the world and its underbelly. We are learning that there has been much going on. Well, many have known, but the truth of what's been happening is being revealed to all of us now, of the underhanded doings of those who have been in control of our lives. This time of revealing provides to all of us an opportunity to let go of this world. Many have spent a great deal of focus worrying and wondering how to penetrate this facility of control. How do we take control of our lives? How do we take control of the world? How do we release the domination that has for so long kept everyone bound to this struggle? The idea, however, is not to compete with this effort to control and to accumulate and to rise one above the other. This is rather an opportunity to release the hold that another may have upon you and release the hold that we endeavor to manifest upon our individual selves, our individual lives, and let go of this struggle to be like that which has controlled humanity for many, many millennia. The time now is to go inward and discover that within each and every being is the source capacity to be a ground within which we can rise, grow, and blossom into the fullness of who we truly are. Those who are wanting, desiring, working for a form of liberation have been struggling within the context of a world that is in opposition to that liberation. Freedom is not found in that context. Freedom is not found in the desire to have wealth and control and influence, or to be one who can accumulate and own, possess, and control one's life. So what occurs is, in this struggle, the only control possible is the control of other lives, other beings, the family, the friends, the workplace. And as we each come upon this barrier that is arising with this great revealing, we enter into a state of, well, it could be frustration, because the efforts, the endless struggles, do not bear fruit. They only bear frustrations. So it is really to release the stranglehold that we think we have upon what it is we must do, what it is we must be, what it is we must have, and just allow our being to exist in not isolation, not separation, but in the essence of truth, in that we are in each and every one a universe unto itself. And as we bring our focus to the interior of our being and let go of the struggle to control and to be part of a world that no longer serves. We can settle in like a gentle rain flowing into the forest. Allow your awareness of being to gently settle in and feel the intricacies of your inner being. Let the world do what it may, but release yourself from this desire to rise within that which is not serving your better good, is not serving your true rising, which is coming into an understanding, coming into an acceptance, coming into the allowing that within each and every being there is a bubbling spring, a rising up of knowing, a rising up that brings into your being, seeping through the energy, seeping through the body, the physicality, seeping through your skin into your existence, into your life, bubbling forth from the very core of who you are is the truth of life, the truth of being, the truth of allowing the most wondrous, the most glorious, the most joyful of existence. And as you let go of the troubles that dance before you on the screens of the world, allow your eyes to rest on the natural flowing life that arises from your living, breathing, and loving planetary body. Because this planetary body is your body. You are as the ground, the earth, the soil of this world in which you live. Allow to grow from your soil the natural flowing of your inner creative source. Allow that source, that energy, the awareness, that loving, accepting, and allowing to seep into every aspect of your being. Like water nourishing the earth, your inner power nourishes your body, your soul, your spirit, your being, your capacity to move and grow in the world as an emanation of the deepest capacity to love and express. And as you allow your deepest being to rise within you like a seedling, growing into the strength of a tall, beautiful tree, as you open the inner doors, the inner windows, the inner vision to your truth, your body transforms and heals. Your life expands and grows in a capacity for expression and being within the earth. Within the field of the earth, it is yourself that creates the environment, the physical environment, the emotional environment, the spiritual environment, the capacity to see and experience joy inside this bubble of a world in which you live. Because in truth, the lives that we have lived have been lives of falsehood. There have been lives in which we have discounted and ignored and perhaps suppressed the greatest capacity within, and have struggled to match and to fit and to be based on an outer judgment and a dictation that comes from the few who would have you serve their needs, the needs of their goals, the needs of their control, the needs of their wanting to feed off of your energies, your creativity, your loving capacity, and just like plugging into a wall outlet and taking that energy into the use of your machines, this dissipating energy of violence and control is actually fueled by the beauty within you, only that beauty is taken and twisted into more of the same confusion, into more of the same, the old way. And we have approached a time of the new way. The new way is to have trust within your own being, to settle into this deep wisdom that flows from the first moment of thought, the first moment of sound, the first moment of creation, flows into your being through the being of your planetary body, from its core into its surface, from your core into your surface, and from the surface of your planetary being, of your physical, moving, living body being, from the center to the surface, into the life, into the stream of your life. And when you turn your attention to the inner awareness, allowing that stream of rising, of expanding, to flow from the source of your creativity, from the source of the heart, of the loving, of the caring, and allow that flow to be embodied in your physical being, the cells of your being will awaken, will heal, will rejoice. Your capacity to feel and express and give and open to one another will expand and be expressed in the world. You can see it. It's happening. It is now. So let go of the fragments of the chaos we witness, perhaps in our homes, in our streets, on the screen, across the world. Turn your attention away from the madness you witness. It's there. We know it's there. We can see it. We can feel it. But the idea is not to penetrate into it and become it, but to allow it. In the absence of your attention and energy, it will dissipate, it will disappear, it will vanish from this world, and you will have the opportunity among your brothers and sisters of the human realm, the animal realm, the plant realm, of every realm, will be allowing the emanation of the deepest creative force into their beings, into their world, so that it is in this way that we create the new time of being, in fullness, in full capacity, in full openness of heart, in full expression of being. And the expression is in a myriad of ways, in dancing, in singing, in writing, in loving and enjoying each other. This is how it is that this beautiful planetary body, human body, and body of the kingdoms, the elementals, the animals, the birds, the plants, all coming forth from the center of their beings, recreating this beautiful opportunity to be and to live and to love in harmony with all as one great, diverse, creative, unique expressions of the one source that fuels, loves, sustains, and in its capacity to grow, to create, and to be, and to give birth to new in this great diverse creation of existence, to bestow upon each and every being the capacity to do this as well in life, in expression, in being, to create, to bring forth that which never has existed, to collectively bring forth a world in which all can live in joy, all can live in health, all can live in harmony with each other. But first, that harmony can be found within each and every one. Turn your attention to the bubbling spring that rises from within, giving birth to countless amazing expressions, experiences, and discoveries. We all in the realm of creation, in the realm of manifestation, are united and working together to bring forth this expression of a new manifestation of reality, one that is free from the shackles of our past. You, each and every single one, you are the key to open the door. You are the key to extend a hand, extend a heart, extend a loving glance to each other in assurance that yes, this is as it shall be. This is as it is. And so.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Something that I said made you wear a frown. The way you hang your head has made the tears come down. But don't you wear a sigh.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And in our first segment, we heard a reading, which I shared with you, which actually comes from the collective oversoul of the Earth human embodiment. A few minutes ago, I spoke about the indigenous prophecy that we are the ones we're waiting for. And one of the other phrases that you'll hear from indigenous cultures is an understanding that all are relations. We don't live in an isolated body, an isolated mind. Our being, the fullness of our being, lives in relationship to every particle of existence. We live in relationship to our plants and the natural world. We live in relation to the animals, both wild and domesticated. We live in relation to each other, human being to human being, including all the wonderful diversity that we have as humans represented on this planet. We live in relationship to Gaia, our beautiful entity that really is who we are, as we are also Gaia. We're one being, and we share an oversoul. All life, including our planetary body, has an oversoul. And that conscious awareness is the aspect, facet of who our beings are that is bubbling through into your awareness, allowing you to begin to activate yourself, to be in that flow, to be in that power of creation in which we can transform what we are living on this planet. Of course, it is a process. It's a process that starts on the inside of each and every one of us, and it moves through us into the world, and we become more collectively capable, empowered, to transform and to shrink, actually shrink, the energies of opposition, the energies of darkness, the energies that would keep humanity under its thumb. So we are very, very powerful beings, and I want for each of us in this moment to take an opportunity to activate, self-activate this inner power. We each have it. So take a moment to breathe and begin to focus just on the movement of your breath. Allow your permission, your affirmation, your knowing to flow into your breath, bringing forth your own self-activation. Allow the breath to reach into your body, to reach into your lungs, to expand within you, to flow into the solar plexus, into the lower belly, and allow your inner body to expand with your breath. And as your breath expands, go deep into the center, deep into the core, beyond what you can see, beyond what you can feel, beyond what you can hear, into that deep knowing, that deep connection with the source. And within yourself, affirm, I am. I am. I am. And allow yourself to affirm loudly within yourself. You can say it aloud if you like, but allow the resonance, the feeling, the energy of your words to resonate into the tissues of your body. I am. I am source. I am the source of my power. I am the source of my emanations. I am the source of my creations. And allow that knowing to gently seep into your body, into your breath. And as you breathe, allow your breath and your knowing to seep into the tissues of your body, into the organs of your body, into all the cells in your body, flowing and growing into your chest, into your abdomen, flowing over into your arms, down through your legs, rising up, expanding into your mind, and from your body expanding into the field around you. Allow that knowing to arise from that deepest space that I am. I am the power of my own existence. I am the creator of my existence. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of my experience. And as you allow that knowing to seep into your body, as you trust and surrender into that deepest space within yourself, take a deep inhaled breath, and as you exhale, relax deeply into the core of yourself. And as you relax into that core, into the center part of your being, you will feel that energy rise. You will actually feel the comfort that begins to rise like a warmth inside of your center. And that energy begins to seep gently into the physical body, seep gently into your emotions, and seep gently into your thoughts. And when you allow that gentle opening to occur from the center and rising up into your body, into your mind, then the rest of you begins to fall in alignment. Allow yourself to rest in that space, and in that resting, in that letting go, allow that support to meet you and to uplift from the cellular level, lifting out the memories, lifting out the old pains, lifting out that which would resonate in a direction, resonate in opposition to the truth of who you are. But with the energies, the awareness, the knowing rising from your core, your vibration begins to rise, and that which can't rise with it is gently uplifted and released. So allow yourself to affirm, I let go of all the old energies. I release all the old pains. I am surrendered into the truth of my being. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so it is. But in this way, you can truly activate yourself with this affirmation. And part of what I have been doing through meditation is seeping down into the awareness that exists at the core and allowing that deep awareness to gently rise. And in that way, it releases any struggle to know what to do, to quiet the mind, to have any kind of agitation within you. If there's agitation, just leave it be, detach. If there's a feeling of struggle, let it be, detach. If there's a judgment that you're experiencing or feeling, just let it be and detach from it. Don't oppose it. Opposing it is engaging it, activating it, making it stronger. So just acknowledge, all right, I noticed that. Let it go, and then bring your awareness back to the core. That energy of the core will rise and expand and enlighten you. And as you allow that returning to the core, again and again, that resonance will expand through your being, and those thoughts or those feelings or those challenges begin to dissipate and leave and be transformed into back into the resource of the source. And in this way, we gradually uplift our own beings from our own center. And as we uplift, we can share that resonance to those beings in our lives who, of their own volition, will resonate with that and begin to know that they can too have this great inner power. And collectively, we come together and allow our energies to merge with that collective human planetary soul that we are, and allow that to be the truth of our expression on Earth. And in this way, we can leave behind the control, be that of other beings, or be that of our own conditioned behavior that tries to control and limit and judge. So we gently let that go, let it gradually disintegrate, diminish, because the attention goes deep within, and where you put your attention is where your power goes. So allow your power into your center being, and that energy of control, be it your own mind and habits or beings outside of you trying to control, if you give it not your attention, it loses its power, and you redirect your power into your own being, and in so doing, fuel your own liberation. So there it is. I would love for us to continue this conversation. We're going to continue again next week and go a little bit more into the individual influences and individual insights that we all might have. So I invite you to join me for that. It'll be a wonderful opportunity to speak to each other. You're free to call in and ask questions and the like. Also, coming up this month is a spiritual support group, which we have been running for a couple of months. It meets third Wednesday of the month. Our next meeting is April 20th. And during that meeting, we come together, become acquainted with each other, do meditation, activations, and we have a healing circle for those of us who have specific challenges, and we do some hands-on healing at that event. So please, you are welcome to join us. It is in Brooklyn at the Commons in Brooklyn. The address is 388 Atlantic Avenue on the second floor, and Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets. It's within walking distance of the Barclay Center. So there's lots and lots of transportation. And the meeting, we do request a donation because we are renting the space. But if you can come, you're welcome to do that. Or you can call for more information at 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. Or you can email heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And the website is qigongonline.net. So Qigong actually is spelled Qigongonline. So Qigong is spelled with a Q, Qigong. Qigongonline.net. To connect with different videos and meditations, you can try that. But the idea is for each of us to reinforce our own innate capacity to bring forth the expression of our divine being, to acknowledge, accept, integrate the truth of who we are. When we do that, we can bring that powerful truth into our bodies to heal, transform our bodies, our emotions, our mental bodies, and into our world and into our activities so that we can empower that which we create and manifest. creating the new, creating the positive, creating around us that which will support in a benevolent way both our own lives and each other. So I welcome you to engage with this process within yourself. Join me in one of the things that I present in the world, such as this show. Tune in again to Heart of Mind Radio on Friday morning at 10 a.m. For those of you who want to do the moving practice of Qigong, I have an ongoing series taking place at Studio Maya in Brooklyn, studiomayanyc.com, or you can go to the website qigongonline.net to learn more about that. Or you can email heartofmindradio@gmail.com, call 347-480-1694. We are starting a Facebook page, a support group, Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group. So if you have Facebook, perhaps we should connect and we can have this discussion online as well. And my first name is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine Davis, and you'll find me on Facebook. So it's great to connect. Also email if you yourself are a healer, an energy worker, a physical trainer, or if you're just doing some work in the world that you want to share and gain support for. I'm in favor of giving everybody who needs that extra hand that hand. So if you are doing healing work in the Bronx or in New Jersey or in Connecticut, wherever you are, we're working on building a database that will connect us all. So be in touch. And as we go forward, we want you to stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Bye for now.
On today's program, we featured Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark, Beautiful Child by The Eurythmics, and Chasing Strange by Liz Wright.
Just 3 digits, but I'm far from home. Falling, nobody cares. I twist 3 keys and I